Welcome to all of you sa ating God's Word for Today devotional this morning. And nagpapasalamat kita sa Panginoon na naman na we have this opportunity once again to read, meditate, and learn together sa salita ng Panginoon. And let's ready our hearts as we read the scriptures and learn principles from it. This morning we'll be reading the English Standard Version sa ating text today sa Acts chapter 8 verse 9 to 24. But there was a man named Simon who had previously practiced magic in the city and amazed the people of Samaria, saying that he himself was somebody great. They all paid attention to him from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the power of God that is called great." And they paid attention to him because for a long time he had amazed them with his magic. But when they believed Philip as he preached good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Even Simon himself believed, and after being baptized, he continued with Philip. And seeing signs and great miracles performed, he was amazed. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now, when Simon saw the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "May your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." And Simon answered, "Pray for me to the Lord, that nothing of what you have said may come upon me." So the question that you are going to pause and ask today is, could you obtain the gift of God with money? There is a term that we use today. The term is simony. And simony means bribing in order to receive some spiritual blessing, just like what this man or this sorcerer Simon did here. Who is Simon according to this narrative? Simon is a sorcerer, and he had amazed the Samaritans for a long time with his magic or sorcery. We read that in verse 11. And some even declared that he was somebody called great, a messianic title. So he was really very popular, and he had earned the respect, and the people believed him and was really wowed by what he did. And let's see that in the Bible, some acts and demonstrations of sorcery or magic were more illusions of the mind. Yung nakikita natin dito na mga trick lang sa pabilis ng kamay or some illusions. Some magics are like that. But there are also magics that are empowered by Satan in an attempt to discredit the power of God. And this was condemned in the Old Testament. Even the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew 24, verse 24, that there will be some who will be doing this kind of demonic wonders through magic. And also in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Obviously, the latter which Simon practiced, itong pag-practice with the magic because of the influence or the dictations or, yes, the influence of the evil spirit. Ito yung kay Simon dito. This practice is strongly condemned in the Old Testament. This was very common in the ancient world. Let us read Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9 to 13, of what Moses has received from the Lord when he warned against sorcery. Deuteronomy chapter 18, 9 to 13. When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominable practices of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens, or a sorcerer or a charmer or a medium or a necromancer or one who inquires of the dead. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God is driving them out before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God for these nations which you are about to dispossess. Listen to fortune tellers and to diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do this. So it was really a strong warning from God through Moses. Now, going back to the story of this Simon here in the book of Acts. When he heard and saw the disciple Philip, as Philip proclaimed the good news, the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, that there were many who believed. There were many who were baptized. Simon also believed, and he was baptized into this early church and followed Philip wherever he goes. Now, at this time, we know that there was no descent of the Holy Spirit as yet to these people in Samaria. So when we read in verse 16, since the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon the Samaritans, according to verse 16, so the apostles in the person of Peter and John came, at which time the Spirit also came upon the believers, because the apostles prayed for them and laid their hands upon them to receive the Holy Spirit, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw this, he witnessed this event. Immediately, he offered them money and said, give me this power also, so that anyone of whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. So he offered the money. He bribed, actually, the apostles, you know, can I just pay you some money in order that I can do what you are doing also, that I can have the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peter, upon hearing it, strongly rebuked him. He was so greedy and that he needed to change. So this is what he said to Simon. Repent therefore of this wickedness of yours and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. We can read that in verse 22. Fearful of the apostles' words, Simon pleaded with Peter to pray to the Lord on his behalf. And after here, the Bible is silent about Simon the sorcerer, whether he indeed became a faithful follower. Some traditions believe that he became a faithful follower. Some also believe that he did not. He went back to his old life. What can we learn from here? In this story of Simon the sorcerer, offering money to receive spiritual gift or blessing from God, one warning is very apparent. We must be extra careful of those claiming to possess supernatural abilities and those claiming to be Christians who desire to buy the gift of God with money. For their heart is not right before God. You can read that in verse 20 and 21. So beware of simony. Beware of those people who are after of power, who are after of the gift, and they will do everything just to get it. They don't really love the Lord. And try to look around. Try to listen to these teachers around. There are so many in the internet, in the social media, YouTube. You can hear these preachers who preach that what they want is like the spectacular. They want to show that their kind of Christianity is you know, I can do this, I can do that. It's rampant today, and we must be very careful. The spirit of pursuing the supernatural abilities more than proclaiming the gospel. So what they are doing is that they are already going into that direction of, you know, after for more of the power, after more of what they can get from God, rather than exalting the name of God, exalting the gospel in their lives. So let's be watchful today. This is now the spirit of the times. We are now in the last days, and people who are using the Bible, using spiritual reasons in order to deceive others, in order that their agenda will be, you know, they can just get what they want. So ito yung bantayan natin, because we are now seeing this happening around us. That's why we must know the truth. We must be people who are knowledgeable of the Bible, knowledgeable of the truth, in order to not be deceived. Because there are already so many going on infiltrating Christian circles in order just to get what they want, just like Simon the Sorcerer. May God help us how to be more watchful. May His grace and mercies be upon us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you that you have reminded us that there are so many Simon the Sorcerer-like people in our midst. They are like wolves in sheep's clothing. And help us to recognize them. Help us to know the truth. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that today we must be very careful, extra careful, because not all who can perform supernatural abilities, Lord, there will be many people who will say, Lord, we did this in your name, we cast out demons in your name, we did miracles in your name, but actually, as Matthew 7 verse 21, they are not really truly born again believers, and they are not really loving the Lord, but enemies of the kingdom, because they are workers of iniquity. Father, spare us from these people. May it be that we will be always have that discernment. Help us that we will not be carried away by the sweet talks and persuasions of these people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.